Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just such a joy to be sitting here and going through these studies and knowing that you're out there as well and you're learning from the Word of God. You're learning about God. You're learning the ways of God. And prayerfully and hopefully you're applying those principles to your life so that others will know the gospel as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer today and ask Him to bless our time of study together. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this book, the book of Philippians, that You gave through Your Holy Spirit to the Apostle Paul and now through Your Holy Spirit to us. Lord, it's amazing that 2,000 years ago something like this could be written, and yet today we're reading these words, we're studying them, and we know we have Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Lord, that You'll empower us to live according to that truth. Sometimes the thought of that just blows me away. I thank You, Lord, for Your word. I'm blessed by Your word, and so is everyone that's under the sound of my voice. We bless You today, and thank You again for the teaching of Your scriptures. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Suffering for Christ's Sake. And it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29. As Paul the Apostle continued his letter to the church in Philippi, he encouraged them to live in such a manner that others would see the gospel of Jesus Christ in them. However, he knew if they did, they would encounter those who would persuade or persecute them because of it. In chapter 1 and verse 29 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul shares two attributes that are given when a person becomes a Christian. We read, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake." The verse begins, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him." As a continuation of proof that adversaries would come against the church members in Philippi, Paul employs the word for, which means because of, in as a result of, or since, to begin his next statement. The words are direct and instructional as he told the Philippians it is given, or it's granted, pardoned, freely given, or bestowed in the behalf of Christ, which means because of Christ. For the sake of or on account of Christ, they have the gift to believe on Him, which refers the ability to trust in Jesus Christ's provision and salvation. Without Jesus Christ's gift to believe, the Philippians would never trust in Him at all. The verse goes on to say, but also to suffer for His sake. In addition to believing in Jesus Christ, Paul goes on to add that the Christian in Philippi would suffer, which means to be affected or to have been affected, to feel, to have a sense, experience, to undergo a bad plight for His sake. Let us note that they would not necessarily suffer for their own sake, but for His sake. Paul desired to let the Philippian church know that suffering was as much a part of the gospel as was believing it. It's as if they go hand in hand. When we think of suffering for Christ's sake, it's natural that we desire to resist. Suffering is unpleasant, and those who suffer more than likely would rather not. When we think about Paul's words, perhaps we get excited to know that Jesus Christ gave us the ability to believe in Him. However, when we add suffering to His gifts, we may not be as pleased. It may help us to remember Jesus' words, which were recorded in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 5 and verses 10 through 12. "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." May the Lord add His words to our lives, so that when we suffer for His sake, others may come to know Him as Savior and Lord. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians how they will identify with him if they suffer. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.